Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome, this is Nicola Beer and today's topic is how to cope with losing your child and keeping your relationship close during this. The loss of a child is one of the worst types of pain anyone can endure. Whether your child was 1 week old or 45 years old, there really are no words. In a perfect world, no parent would ever have to say goodbye to his or her child. But the reality is, there are sadly a lot more parents outliving their children than we realise. In the US alone, an estimated 228,000 children and young adults pass away each year. For those of you who have lost a child, you are not alone. Very often it's easy for people to think that no one else could possibly comprehend what they've been through. Until that is, that they meet someone else who's been through a similar thing. One of the ladies I've helped who lost a newborn baby was grieving and felt severely depressed for a long time until she found out that two women in her network had also lost a child, and that was when she approached me for grief counselling. Before that, she didn't feel comfortable to ask for help herself or even know you could get this kind of help in the UAE. June is SAN Awareness Month, increasing the awareness of stillbirth, neonatal death, and everlasting impact experience when a precious baby dies during pregnancy, at birth, or shortly afterwards. So because of this, I felt compelled to write some tips to help those suffering with the loss of a child. However, you can apply what I am sharing with any major loss, a loss of a family member, or another loss. Grief is a natural and normal, healthy reaction to loss. And without processing grief, we can suffer far longer. When we block our feelings with keeping busy, using alcohol or overeating, we can stop the natural healing process. Aside from bereavement counselling and meeting people who've been through a similar loss, there are other things you can do to help you cope if you've lost a child, whether it happened a few weeks ago, a few months ago, a few years ago, or even a decade ago. The first thing you can do is to talk to someone. Now this might seem like a very basic tip, but it's surprising how many people will try and go through the grieving process alone. As a grief recovery specialist, I've helped many women, men, and married couples who've lost a child. Every case was different, because everyone grieves and copes with their loss in their own way, in their own time. That being said, people who talk about their loss in the long run manage to pick up the pieces of their lives and rebuild them bit by bit, far easier. It's not easy, by any means, but by taking it one day and 1 week at a time, and having someone to talk to, can make a world of difference. The reason for this is because we can often wish that things were different. We can often have lots of regrets. I should have done this, I should have done that. And if we're left with our own thoughts, and they're going and looping in negative cycles, all this is going to do is keep going round and round and round in our own heads. Whereas if we're able to find someone safe to speak to, we no longer have to deal with all the thoughts alone. We're not trapped in that cycle. Many men and women that come to me after the loss of their child sometimes come years later because they haven't had the chance to share and they've just buried it. The second thing you can do, and this is equally as important as sharing it, is to take extra care of yourself. When you're grieving, it is so important to eat well, to get adequate sleep, and to avoid turning to alcohol and working extra hours to numb the pain. Whilst it's easy to reach for the bottle every night or food, it's important to reach for things that are going to support us. A lady I've been working with recently switched from drinking several glasses of wine a night to juicing before bedtime. There are some excellent juices and antioxidant supplements to help ease anxiety, stress, and insomnia. She chose juicing lettuce, celery, and grapes to help her sleep after her son passed away and found it helped. Juicing can also be therapeutic. The whole preparation process, it's an activity you can do, allowing your hands to be busy but mind to process the grief. If you can find a good nutritionist or natural homeopathic doctor, they should also be able to help you by prescribing you with some extra vitamins and mineral supplements to help your body cope with the intense feelings that you are going through. The other tip I wanted to share is to not wait for time to heal. When it comes to how long it will take to heal and feel normal again, there are no fixed times or guidelines, and there's no such thing as normal. There are people who seem to have it all together weeks after burying their child, only to have a nervous breakdown 10 years later. And then there are people who are working through their grief layer by layer, as and when they are ready. Is time a real healer? No, it's a myth. All time does is pass. It's only action within that time that counts. I know people that have waited 5, 10, and even 20 years to feel better. When grief is pushed aside, bottled up and not spoken about, it's just a matter of time before it can come back, and often with a vengeance. It's natural to feel lost, empty, numb, angry, depressed, confused, unmotivated, and to be in a state of shock when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Being kind to yourself is the most important thing you can do for yourself after the loss. Love is the only true way we can heal the pain of loss. So if you're struggling with acceptance or wondering why did I deserve this, why me, why us, know that it's normal to think like this, especially at the beginning. Take time to talk to someone. Talk to anyone who will listen. If you are struggling with this, then you can click on the link that I'm going to give with this session and book yourself a free 30-minute consultation. And during this, I'll talk to you about how I've helped other people in this situation, as well as listen to what's happening for you. If there's any way I can support you in supporting yourself through this time, then I would love to be able to do that. Because it's horrible to go through a major loss and feel lonely and not have anyone to talk to. And whilst you may have wonderful friends and family, sometimes they can say hurtful things without meaning it, and this can be very difficult to deal with. Now, how can you become close with this? How can you take care of your relationship? It's really important to take care of your relationship. Having helped thousands of couples now to save their marriage, a sad but true fact is that many couples who have lost a child have gone on to get divorced. Time and time again, I've worked with people whose marriage was failing after their child passed away. The stress and strains that a loss can have on a relationship is immense. And if both partners have different ways of grieving and don't understand and accept that, it can be a breeding ground for arguments and conflict. For example, one partner may throw themselves into work in order to cope, and the other might completely withdraw and have trouble getting out of bed in the morning. One might want to put the past behind them by moving house, area, or country, and the other might want to keep everything the same. Whatever your strategy is for coping, if you're fighting more than usual, get help from a specialist before it's too late. Try doing things. This can often be a great way to keep the connection alive. Doing things together to help support each other through the loss. For example, meditation together, or meditation classes, walks along the beach, have worked well for some of the grieving parents that I've worked with. Some healing work I've done with individuals and couples is putting together an album of the child who died, as this allows the memories and emotions to be processed. And it's something therapeutic you can do either in a session or together, as well as art therapy, painting. Painting can be a beautiful way to process the grief. And now I want to talk about hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy can also be very powerful. I typically create a hypnosis track for my clients where I focus on creating a track to help them sleep, let go of their regrets, love themselves, and for the body and mind to relax when sleeping. Because sometimes a loss can cause so much tension and fear and panic and sorrow that the body and mind cannot relax. I then give them this track that I create specifically for them to use to sleep with or to when they're feeling anxious so they can listen to it again and again. This type of grief counselling can also be used to break any associated habits that may form. To date, some of the grief tools and techniques I've used with clients who've lost their child include grief counselling, like talking therapy, the grief recovery method, the journey, hypnotherapy, as well as psychosomatic body energy release work. These processes are profound as they support healing and releasing any frozen image or painful memories of the experience. If this has happened to you, you are welcome to book a free 30-minute consultation with me. Many husbands and wives come to me years later as they are finding it difficult to move on. Others come months after. I often find and offer this because I know that the benefit of talking works. And so whether someone decides to use the session and then that's it, or use the session and then get some extra support, to me, it's all about giving someone the opportunity to be heard, to express the pain, and to find comfort in having someone listen without judgment and just holding that very sacred space for them. So I'm going to put the link with this. I don't normally talk about my methods and what has helped others, as I prefer those suffering to experience for themselves what a grief counselling session is and discuss individually their session, as everyone reacts differently to losing a child. So each approach is tailor-made to the client's needs. The reason I've spoken about the different grief counselling methods I'm trained in is because many people feel like there is nothing they can do about their situation. So they end up suffering in silence or talk to well-meaning friends and family members that intentionally say the wrong thing, like, be strong, which is impossible to do. I say you can either be human, which is to feel the grief and the loss. What is being strong? Is being strong burying your feelings, pretending that it hasn't happened? I think it's unhelpful to say, be strong. The key thing to remember is that emotional pain experienced will grow less as long as you allow yourself to feel the feelings and process a loss of a child. The most common things those who have lost a child say to me are, will I ever feel normal? Nicola, will I ever be able to smile again? Nicola, I get so agitated when people around me talk about trivial things. I cannot stand to be with my friends anymore. I cannot stand the work conversation. Will this change? Now, I cannot say 100% it's going to happen quickly for you, but I can say, based on the people that I've worked with, that yes, it's possible to smile again. Many go on to email me after we've done the life-changing process of life purpose discovery and values alignment to their life and the happiness program, that they've changed their life, that some have taken up new careers, others have got involved in charity projects, some have set up their own business, other couples have gone on to have more children. So it is possible to find happiness again. Once the grief is processed, new events and people and opportunities can come up. Unprocessed and unresolved grief can cause the pain to stay. So whatever you decide to do, be kind to yourself and treat yourself lovingly. I like to say, treat yourself as if you have the flu. When I have a cold or a flu, I lay on my sofa with a nice blanket. I make sure I've found some feel-good movies or some stand-up comedy to watch or a great series on Netflix. Or if I can handle reading, I have some nice magazines or books near me. I get a really comfortable pillow, and one of those fleecy blankets that when you touch it, you just feel like, oh, this is lovely. I switch off my phone, I put on my out of office, and I just relax. And it's okay to do that at times when we feel that we cannot cope with dealing with other people, or when we feel that we need a break, or when we feel that it's overwhelming. It's important to take time for ourselves, time to switch off. It's also important to be really kind to our mind. And by that I mean be kind to yourself in what you say to yourself. I used to say to myself when I was ill or going through a huge loss, you haven't been very productive. You haven't done this for that person. You're being selfish. You need to call this person. You need to do this. Why haven't you done this? And attacking myself made everything worse. So it's really important to just allow yourself to feel how you're feeling. And if you want to be alone, then be alone. And if you want to have some company, but not talk about the loss, just to have someone close to you, then do that. Just be loving to yourself. Also, when I'm ill, I make sure that my minerals and vitamins and water intake is really high. So I'll either take some supplements, or I'll order myself in some beautiful plant-based food, anything to give my whole body and system a boost. And then I always listen to meditations and sometimes hypnotherapy to just calm and relax my mind before sleep. So that's what I do. What are you going to do if this applies for you? And if you're listening to this and this episode hasn't applied to you, then thank you for listening. I really appreciate you being a member of this relationship community. And I wish you a wonderful week ahead. Take care.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.